All right, before the show even started, folks, we're already having a lot of interesting talk, and it is time for Puck Off. Joe Bartnick, why don't you introduce our special guest today here on the
show? Okay, well, I'm going to introduce Jake Siroff, a famed King fan,
yeah,
whose hatred of the Sharks is almost as much as my hatred of the Flyers, and he has so much that he actually brought in a friend. I'll let you give him the proper ado, Jake. I know his name's Jose Galvez, but he's a musical star, so yeah, we should give him
right.
a...
Yeah,
well,
come on.
First of all, I'm a Sharks fan now.
What happened?
Oh, just we lost two games, so I switched.
So you are from L.A.
Yeah. All right. Sharks or Ducks, I'm on the fence. But Jose is a guy from a band that happens to be one of my favorite bands, actually, called Ozma.
And, right on.
We hung out like 12 years ago in San Francisco when he was doing shows. And then
12 years ago? He's like, looks like he's 10 now.
I know he does, right?
34.
Well, he's 30. He started real young.
He was a child act. But, I went to all the shows in my van. We recently performed together on the Weezer cruise.
Kind
of reconnected, and it turns out he's a huge Kings fan, so I thought...
Right on.
Awesome.
Since it's the playoffs, I brought reinforcements.
Right, man. There we go. We love him. He brought a fourth liner. He brought a fourth liner with him. Or a first liner.
I think I would be the fourth liner.
Well, I'm excited because the Red Wings got a win in Boston.
It's the most wonderful...
Red Wings fan, that for me, Jose, that was big.
Yes.
We called the phrase. We said they just have to win one to stir up the echoes in Joe Louis.
Zetterberg skating. Yeah, man, we might get him back. What do you think?
I think he is going to come back. He wouldn't skate just for the hell of it.
If he just hobbles out there, it'll be moral support.
Yeah, the Willis Reed effect. No, they did what they had to do. They didn't even steal game one. They outplayed him in game one.
And Datsyuk, man, he is one of the best players in
the
Witch.
Man.
Isn't he?
The Witch.
Best hands in the league to me.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And, Howard had a good game that game.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Howard. He did. Yeah. I mean, Rask didn't have a bad game, though. I mean, in that series, though, what's funny is they rattled the big Boston Bruins. And Luch, I'm out of love with Luch, because now it's the second time in 2 weeks he went after guys' balls with his stick.
That's not a
Rick Tocchet, Kevin Stevens, Brendan Shanahan power forward move. I mean, they'd fight you. Luch would fight you, but you hit the man in the balls when he's turned around. I mean, that's just... It's low class, Bill Burr, when you listen. I mean, I love
Bill
Luch,
Burr would never let that go.
No. If he was a Penguin, my phone would be ringing right now. Yeah, but you've been ducking me, Bartnick. I'm trying to call you. But I mean, it's terrible. I mean, that was terrible. So, but the Wings are going to win one in Joe Louis.
Of course.
So we're going 6 or 7. It doesn't help. And then it was like, if Boston gets knocked out, that's going to help my cause. It won't help my cause one bit because we're tied. We're tied.
Here we go. Strap in.
We are tied 1-1 with the second to worst team ever allowed to play in the Stanley Cup. The worst team was, remember the Atlanta Thrashers?
Yep.
Remember how they stole the Southeast Division? They still in Columbus, a major league. It's a major league lacrosse city. Come on. The biggest building is a Walgreens in Columbus. You jump off the biggest building in Columbus, you didn't even die. You break you twist your ankle over the curb.
Wow.
I mean, what a joke. What a joke. You know what? If you don't want to win, just quit, Pittsburgh. Just quit. Because obviously you don't care enough. Because they got no one on that. You're making
this is a filibuster.
Joe's fired up.
Yeah. You're making Jack Johnson look like Bobby Orr. I mean, give me a break.
Now, how did they win that game, Columbus?
A shorthanded goal. Here's Plasma. And I've always liked this guy, Dan, but I've called for his head for a year. What happens? He keeps four forwards on with a two-goal lead in a Stanley Cup playoff game and wonders why they lose. Disco get and Letang. Could Letang be any worse?
Wow.
Could he? And I told you, I told you, Frazier, from day one, it was a bad signing. It's Ray Shero's albatross. $7.4 million for a guy that doesn't play defense and gives up the puck. We could have two defensemen or two wingers or two water boys that would give more to this team than Letang has this year.
Wow.
And he had a stroke, so he's damaged goods.
Strokes never really help out.
Before the show, I told Joe, but he had a stroke. He goes, he had a stroke. Now he's giving me a stroke.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, no,
he should have retired, for Christ's sake. I'd be happier.
In his defense, he's very attractive. He's a handsome man.
Well, that helps.
He sells a lot of pink jerseys. Yeah. I mean, give me a break. Honestly.
He's a skirt.
Yeah. He's actually pretty tough, but honest to God.
I know, that's what I always call
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I call him. Honest to God, though, Frage, it's a discredit. I told you the planets, I mean, we might as well get hit by an asteroid because life, as you know it in Pittsburgh, they lose this series, is over.
Oh, can't lose this.
I mean, they might, though. It's you know, I won't make this all about the Penguins because I damn well could.
Well, the good news is there goes Disco Dan.
You think so?
No.
If they lose the series,
if they lose this series,
I think he's out. I think he's gone.
The bad news is he should have been out last year. We could have had Lindy Ruff. That's the bad. Who do you pick from? Laviolette? Laviolette's okay, but he's not like that great. He didn't think Sidney Crosby's a Laviolette. You think he? No one can get. I mean. It's. I'm telling you.
You know, it's funny, Joe, in boxing, like when somebody loses to an overmatched opponent, that opponent suddenly becomes like a world class. You know, to excuse the loss, like, well, yeah, I lost to this guy, but he's obviously, you know. But you're taking the opposite approach.
Oh, dude, if we lose,
you'd be selling Columbus as like this juggernaut of a team.
If we lose to Columbus, Philly or the Rangers will beat him in 3 games. So they wouldn't even play in the 3 games.
Wow.
Columbus is an absolute joke.
TKO.
They win a game.
Absolute joke. I mean, the funny thing is I like Dubinsky and I like Artisimov. It's like, I mean, they won that trade with the Rangers. What is Nash done?
Yeah,
that doesn't do anything. I
both
mean,
those
like,
guys
they
are
won, yeah, they won that trade.
Well, speaking of the Rangers, they're tied.
Well, they blew it too. I had a horrible weekend as far as hockey goes.
I feel like that was that's the closest thing.
That wasn't bad enough. Philly won.
I know. Dude, I actually went to church yesterday with my family. That's how awful my hockey weekend was.
I know.
It's a bad weekend for you.
You hate Philly, but for Jose and I feel like that's the closest we got to a Kings win because of Simmons, you know? So I feel like that was kind of the best the Kings did.
I still like Simmons.
Empty net goal was awesome.
But he turned in. Yeah. Oh, that was an awesome effort.
Just that whole play.
He turned into a flyer, though. About 2 weeks ago, he was holding the guy back so that LeCavier could hit him. I'm like, that's such a flyer move. He erased all Kings right there.
That's a flyer move.
That's a flyer move. Holding somebody down so your teammate can hit him.
So who do you see winning that series?
Oh, it's – well, I mean, now I don't know.
I think Philly wins.
I mean, I picked the Rangers, but I didn't think Philly would win in Madison Square Garden. They gave up a 2-goal lead, too.
Wow.
Jose picked Philly to go to the cup.
I did.
Bracket, right?
Did you really?
Well, this is before I figured out that Mason wasn't going to play. I don't really like Emery that much.
No one likes Emery. You know, the funny thing is our like sixth liner, Jason Begna, rookie, he's the one that ran over the defenseman to hurt. I would, if they don't win, if Emery has to play the whole way and they lose, I'm giving Begna the Conn Smythe.
You're in charge of that now?
I am giving him the Conn Smythe. Just for letting the you know, Emery is a criminal, and I mean, he basically, it's like they should just put the cardboard box with the holes, like they do in little, you know, like they do in practice hockey. That's what they should. Emery is that level of goaltending, but of course, he's a genius because you know Pierre Maguire, and Pierre Maguire ruins my enjoyment of hockey almost.
I agree with that.
But thank you, because I thought it was.
I don't care where people are from, where they play their junior hockey.
Oh, and can he slurp Claude Giroux anymore? Yeah. You know, anymore? I mean, Jesus Christ, Claude.
Lemieux. I'm not a Doc Emmerich fan. Do you like Doc?
I like Doc. Okay. I mean, I think Doc can overdo it sometimes, but he's. I mean, he does. He's not. I mean, Pierre's awful.
I like Eddie, though.
Yeah. Eddie, oh, you can't beat Eddie, oh.
He's great.
The worst is when it's just Doc and
Pierre.
And
which is how they run it now, because Eddie's like on the B team, right? So that's
Eddie sometimes Eddie was there last night, the game they did yesterday.
They did the three-man team?
Yeah. Well, because Eddie has some Blackhawk requirements. Like, he doesn't do every game because he does the Blackhawks. Well, let's break down.
We're moving on. Montreal.
No, I didn't mean to cut you. No, I mean,
Joe was so fun. Last time I came on the show, Joe was like, well, we'll just talk a little hockey. We'll probably talk more some comedy. This time I get this cheat sheet with like the super intense, like specific.
Hey, it's
a playoff.
It's a whole different level.
But Joe stepped up his game. I mean, Joe.
Oh, he's just getting
started. Playoff level.
Oh, especially his first period. Wait till he gets going.
Especially, I was embarrassed last week, too, because I was on like, I did 2 weeks on the road solid. I get like 3 hours sleep. I came in here. I forgot Duncan Keith's name. I had to look him up.
Yeah, he was blanking last week.
It was like I gave like up a shorthanded goal. It was like it was terrible. Like a 5-on-3, I gave up a shorthanded goal. I'm like, how can I forget Duncan Keith?
How was your tour, by the way?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, we're coming. I mean, it sucks because I'm going to miss some of the playoffs because we're back at it pretty soon.
Yeah, with Lisa?
With the All-In Tour with me and Lawhead and Paul Verzi.
Oh, cool.
Bill Burr put his name on stamp of approval, so And APA is booking us and a lot of good things.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
But I don't want to take away from your achievement.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But right now we got Montreal, Tampa Bay. Montreal surprising everybody, at least to me. You know, I know that
you
goalie.
You picked Tampa Bay last week, didn't you? I need to point a finger accusingly.
Well, I think I. did you have to point that out?
No, I didn't know who they were. I like
that Montreal goalie. I think he's awesome. And, you know, they also have been good games, though.
Yeah.
I thought for sure. Yeah, because your statement confused me because you said, not shocking, whatever you said, Frege.
I don't know.
I thought Montreal would win. I don't know. I didn't think there's any doubt that they would win. Especially because Bishop's hurt.
Yeah.
You can't have a second backup goaltender go into, first of all, they lost the first two games, so they're not going to go into Montreal and win.
No, it's over.
Yeah.
That one's
and
over.
Stamkos, I guess, is hurt a little bit.
That one's over. And then Detroit-Boston, I mean, I'm just happy we got one in Beantown.
But you think you got a legit shot at the series, right? You
know, I think they do. You know what?
Detroit has like a magic going a little bit, I think.
I think you're right, Jake. And I think they came on at the end of the season there. Just at the end, they started to get a little better. And they've got those young kids. They got a lot of energy.
Oh, that Nyquist guy is just incredible.
Yeah, they got energy.
And it's a human highlight reel.
We get Zetterberg back if we get Steak Tartare rolling.
Yeah, Tartare. The mule knows how to win playoff games, too.
It's kind of fun, the new rivalries you guys have. Because, I mean, I guess you lost the Blackhawks rivalry, which I thought was cool.
But that was a good one.
But you get Boston, you get potential Rangers, Flyers. That's really, that's a cool matchup.
It is cool. It is.
And Detroit's
cool.
Like such a still kind of like that West Coast style team. So it's.
You do not want to play Detroit for the next 10 years.
We got the great coach, and we got
the best coach
in
hockey.
Got
the best
coach.
I told you they will make Char's life hell. Char was kind of a fight because they were pestering so much.
I know that's the point.
Ben's
I know.
We want to run him. You know when he gets angry, he's not as good.
No.
Did you notice that?
And plus, who cares if he's even angry? Who cares? He's in the box. If he's in the box, I mean, he plays half the game. If you can get him in the box for any amount of time, that's advantage Detroit. You know what I mean? I mean, any kind of penalty that he has, it's a plus.
We're going to take one of Joe Louis. I'm telling you, at least.
It's a tough matchup for Boston because Detroit's real fast.
Yeah.
Boston's
quick.
A little, undersized on D, a little slow, a little older. I like the matchup for Detroit.
Thank you, buddy. Jose. Yeah, going with my boys.
Jose is exactly right, though. Boston's – I mean, Söderberg got hurt, and they got rid of, what's his name? The old Manitoba Moose guy. I'm just losing names. But he played for the Penguins for a little bit. He won the cup there. They got rid of some good defensemen that, the rookies – Torrey Krug ain't scaring anybody.
I'm scared of him.
Well, yeah, me too. Now, we got to talk Kings. Guys,
no.
I know you're both Kings fans.
Oh,
Jose,
boy.
Kings, you're Kings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What's going on there, guys?
I've never seen anything like this before. They have some serious soul searching to do.
Wow.
Usually when they lose games, they're in the games. But they haven't even been in any of these games.
Yeah, not even close, right? And everyone's bringing up the St. Louis series last year when we went down 0-2. But this doesn't look anything like that series. Those are both close games and overtime, right?
Well, San Jose's a much better team than St. Louis is, even this year. The biggest thing I see is
I looked
that
past them. I was rooting for San Jose. I thought we had a better shot against them than the Ducks.
To me, it was the hardest. Well, now Chicago's done, but we'll get to that. Because that was a joke. But to me, whoever won this series would play Chicago was going to play Chicago for the West. I mean, I picked the Kings because I kind of like Quick a little better than the Emmy, although they both won Stanley Cups. But the Kings defensemen are backing up, and they're giving the Sharks their second tier guys like Wingles. He's looking like Bobby. He's looking like Brett Hall.
Seven,
I mean, they're giving him that much space.
Seven goals yesterday.
Yeah, and Regan.
Seven different guys.
Unanswered
not
goals.
One guy with two goals in that team. But that, I'm sorry, you go, Joe, because I lost my train of thought.
No, well, they're splitting it up. So now they have three legitimate lines. If you're going to let Pavelski, they're putting Hurdle. Your man,
my boy.
I'm on the first line now.
Last love
night,
that hurdle,
all,
don't you think?
Night, yeah. All three stars were fourth line from the Sharks' fourth line.
Yeah, but that's a joke because that press they pick. Raffi Torrey should be in a halfway house. He shouldn't even be in the league. No, all he just goes out to hurt people. I don't want to
see. I agree.
I'll cut his hands off before I let him touch the Stanley Cup. That guy's a jerk. and then letting Brown, third rate Brown push anybody around. I mean, That was a mistake. I mean, if Dustin Brown's not going to do anything on the score sheet, he should go over there and two-hand cross-check Brown right in the back of the head, take a game off, and just send a message, F you, San Jose. I wouldn't let Brown's a – I mean, these guys aren't – it's not Bob Probert and, you know – I mean, you're letting little Brown send a message to you?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, come on.
What do you think about the
– and like I said, in Rafi Torres, I would – I mean, and believe me, Shanahan will let you hit Rafi. I mean, Shanahan will let you paralyze Rafi Torres. I mean, he's scum. I would drill them too. I drill both those guys. The hell with them guys.
Well, you know what it is. So
why have Robin Reguera on your? Why have an ancient Robin Reguera on your team if he's not going to take a two-hander to Rafi Torres? I mean, that's a joke.
Rafi Torres. But you know what? I agree with you all the way.
I think you should change the name of the show to Hell with Them Guys.
You know what?
That's great.
We do always say, though, that two teams that always seem to fold, no matter how well they do in the regular season,
the
are St. Louis and the Sharks.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're just not going to fold this one. They'll still choke.
But this year.
Just maybe not at our expense.
So far, they both look pretty good.
I thought it was just, I could not understand the decision to leave Quick in that game. Did you guys watch the game last night? I would pull him at maybe three goals, four. For sure.
Well, what is the thinking there? You don't want to break his confidence,
you need that game for one, right? Yeah. So I mean, we pull him while we're still in it, and also, I mean,
what do you pull him after four?
Four maybe.
Well,
five?
I think because they all happened in the third period.
You can't pull him into third.
But then,
it's really insulting.
Gave up three in the second.
Well,
maybe,
plus
maybe
we
after
don't
that first goal.
Well, it's a one-goal game after this after two. So
I tell you what, though, if we still had the professor.
but then once you're out of the game, then you're just he's in there risking injury and all kinds of just get him out of there. I don't understand what. And did you guys? I don't know if you watched the press conference, the post press conference, but they asked Daryl Sutter what he thought of Quick's game. He goes, I thought he did fine.
You know what? I thought in the first period,
I stopped masturbating.
That
caught my attention.
I thought he did good. I thought Quick played good. He made some big saves in the first period. And then he was just shell shocked. You can't stop every 3-on-1.
It's true.
The defensemen were backing in.
Maybe Doughty's still hurt. Not that like he's the.
He played great. He played great for a long time. He hasn't had the best playoff series, but he's been stepping in there.
Jose thinks Martinez is hurt.
Ice time was a little low, but you know 7D.
Yeah, but the seven defensemen last night. They said they asked him why, and he said there were guys he wasn't sure would make it three periods, but he didn't say which guys.
Well, now what happens
like
when
70?
they back to Staples? What do you think?
What will happen?
Yeah,
I mean, we'll win.
Well, that's not very convincing.
I don't.
You should give the speech before the game,
guys.
Win. Can they turn it around?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
They can. They're a streaky team. All year long, the Kings have been very streaky. Win 9, lose 7, win 11, lose 5. So
they can still turn this?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, it's a good veteran club. They've been there before. They were down 2-0 in St. Louis.
It's pretty demoralizing to lose two games in a row.
It's a different feeling, though, for sure.
Yeah, 7-2.
Not even in the games.
I don't want to be the guy that gives up. Last year, my landlord, who's a big Kings fan, when they went down 0-2 to St. Louis, he was like, we're done. And I was like,
I gave up too.
You never know, but you don't want to be. And then, you know, I don't want to be the guy that looks like an idiot when you come.
No,
back.
I wouldn't give up now. I wouldn't give up. I mean, 7-2, who cares? Yeah. I mean, it's better than losing 2-1 and play four overtimes.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's
lose.
True.
You know, I mean, like I said, I don't think Quick has played that bad. I mean, he hasn't.
Do you start him game three for sure?
Yeah. He played good, and then the team just totally got run over. Like, you can't stop 3-on-1s. You can't be backing up to the point where Wingles has a screen, and then he gets a shot off.
If you would have told me before the series started that we'd be down 0-2, that sucks, but I could see that happening in some close games. But if you told me that Quick would have given up 12 goals in the first two games.
I think if you had told me that Rafi Torres was making a difference in this series.
Here we go again.
I would have told you. Well, I mean,
he's got two goals.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to say. If you say, oh my God, Pavelski had a hat trick, and then Hurdle came back, and Thornton had five assists in the game, I'd be like, wow. But if you're saying, oh my God, Rafi Torres and Unknown Brown or getting under the skin of the LA King. I mean, that's why you have Nolan and King and Stahl, and that's why they're like the second biggest team in the league, and they're heavy guys. That's why you put Green out there. You put Green out there for his one purpose, to run Rafi Torres' head through a wall. If he gets a three-game suspension, who cares? He's Matt Green. He couldn't play three games in a row anyway.
Well, and also what
minus four yesterday. Green.
Wow. Where are the Kings scoring? Where's their scoring though?
Well, they've never been a big scoring team. That's kind of they were like the,
but where's
the king,
Carter
the king of the 2-1 game, you know?
Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah,
but I don't. Every guy we bring over to be a scorer doesn't really turn into like you know the sharpshooter that they are. The sharpshooters are.
Well, Carter
places.
Carter was hot.
He was yeah. He's,
Carter's
a good Carter was and you know and I thought it was I just thought it was smart to have
can we give Richards back for Simmons?
Yeah,
can I, two nights off and undo that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought it was
they can keep Shen.
I'll tell you why I like the seven defensemen. Because then you get Kopitar out there with the fourth line, even though they got scored upon a couple times. I think in playoffs, your big guys have to play more than your other guys when it matters. You know, it's about double shifting Kopitar. It's about double shifting Carter. You know, I mean, the Sharks are, and face it, the Sharks are a hungrier team. They've heard for a decade how they never win.
Yeah,
and they look good.
And I've said it on this show that I think this is a different year for them. They have a different mojo this year.
You actually said that.
They have a different mojo. It was funny, is one of the guys that said the mojo, Tyler Kennedy, he scratched for Rafi Torres. So what do I know? But, I mean, they have a different mojo. Their first line, especially if they can bump Pavelski down to a third line center and they put Hurdle, who can score with Brett Burns, who's a beast. And Joe Thornton, who you know, and then the second line is you know, is Marlowe and the what's his I mean,
Couture.
Yeah,
they're tough.
That's a good. I mean, you know, I mean, it's out of this. Hey, losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets is a disgrace.
Oh,
losing to the San Jose
We're
Sharks is
that.
Like they're a good team.
They
I mean, you know,
yeah,
that,
they are good.
That's why you play. I mean, that's why you play. I mean, the disgrace in this whole line, besides that, is the call on my man Duncan Keith, who I would give the Norris to. Or maybe Darty. I mean, come on. That's just you know, because you know Hitchcock's punks, and I can name all 30 of them on that team. They all hit like that. And it's like, oh no, you know, that's a terrible. And Milbury, if a Bruin did that, Milbury would be putting a statue up to him. That was a borderline hit. That was a borderline hit. That was genius. That was taking the St. Louis. Their toughest forward, or they're not their goonest, but you know their number one center, like Sulky Winter, and drilling him when he had his head down. He should skate with his head up.
You're talking about the Seabrook hit?
Brent Seabrook.
Seabrook.
I thought.
I'm sorry.
Now, was that a clean hit?
I thought it was.
You thought it was a clean hit?
Really?
No.
I thought it was.
Threw an elbow, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. I watched the NHL video demonstration.
Seemed to be an elbow.
He went a far distance. He went out of his way. The puck wasn't even near him. It was interference and charging, and he left his feet and targeted the head. So.
Three games. His head was down, but I mean, he could have stopped himself. I think, and
looked like a charge.
Shoulder to cheek.
His head was
cheek
down.
Him.
His
and
head
he went
was
a little
down.
High with the elbow.
His head was down. I just think it was borderline. I don't think it was out of this way. Oh my God, we got look like the studio on fire. This
now
guy,
would they have called that in the original six era?
Oh yeah,
they would have.
No, I don't know.
He was injured.
Well, they probably
because the ref there would have been one ref and he would be at the other side of the ice.
I think for playoffs, I'll tell you, Scott Stevens made a list. Scott Stevens is in the Hall of Fame for making those kind of hits.
But you know, this is the exact kind of hit they're trying to take out of the NHL now, right?
It is, and it was borderline. And I say, you know what? It sends a message. I love that hit, It should be worth one game. It should be worth three games. Is saying here, Ken Hitchcock, you. Fat freaking Captain Kangaroo. Like, Ken Hitchcock. They gave him his Stanley Cup in Dallas. He's Mr. Goons it up in Philadelphia.
He is Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the league does anything for him. He just boring hockey guy. You know, these Blues, look at all those guys. They're all Ott's a hero.
Yeah.
Ott's a hero. Ott is the biggest piece of crap.
Yeah,
he should have retired 7 years ago. They didn't even dress more. Like, they picked up guys at the deadline.
Were you a Cook fan when he was with Pittsburgh?
I wasn't.
Okay, because
they're
identical, right? Ott and Cook. I think of them as very similar players.
And Torres.
Ott's a little better with the puck.
Well, Torres is a terrible hockey. Torres is a joke. Torres is like a typical flyer. In the sense that, like, he's just a joke of a human being.
Yeah, but he went blackface for Halloween 1 year. So as a comic, you don't can't appreciate that.
No, I wish they hung him then. Seriously,
wow.
Torres is a Torres is like a guy that runs you with the elbow out at your head, like a 25-game suspension.
I thought
like
he was perfect on Vancouver. I think of Vancouver as like the dirtiest team in the West. Anyway,
I think St. Louis is a totally dirty.
Backus is pretty.
Backus is he'll get dirty when he has to, but pretty much he's a straight up good, tough, hard nosed player.
That's why
I think it's great that Seabrook sent the message of bam.
But how'd you like Backus getting up, trying to fight when he couldn't even stand up?
Yeah, that was cool.
Really, I liked it.
That was a cool show.
Like I said, I thought it was a borderline hit. I think in the old days you get away with it.
Wow, borderline. He was unconscious for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know what?
That's borderline.
But why is your head...
borderline death.
Yeah. Then you got to keep your head up when you're in the corner with the puck.
Yeah.
He didn't have the puck. He overskated the puck, and he was...
He wasn't near the puck. That's right. But I think more...
It's worth one game, though. It's not worth three. Three games is like, hey...
I thought it was me,
three,
too.
Three games is you're giving the series to... And that's what they want to do anyway.
But how long?
Well, let me ask you something. Can they come back?
Backus is going to miss game three, right? He has to. I mean, he was fully concussed. He's
got
to miss at
least
one
game. Yeah, he's got to. He probably does.
I mean, just...
I don't think Backus means as much as Seabrook does.
Seabrook does, you're probably right.
Well, now...
They're already up two games.
Right.
Now, do the Hawks come back? Can they come back?
I was going to say, if anybody... I mean, I hate to say I believe in the Hawks more than the Kings, but I think if anybody... can come back 0-2, it's the Hawks.
Probably the Hawks, yeah.
I mean, they're such a talent.
And those games were tight. They could have gone either way, you know. But I'm surprised to see the Blues doing as well as they are. You know, they usually fold, too.
Well, they would have folded if they weren't given a couple gift penalty calls. No, they did. They were given a couple gifts.
What do you think about that? Something that bothers me about the coverage of that play is that everyone says, well, they were going to win, you know, that that Chicago was going to win, but there was 3.5 minutes in the game left, and St. Louis was on the power play already. But everyone says, well, they fucked that up. It was, you know, Seabrook just blew that, and he lost the game for his team. But St. Louis could have tied the game anyway. I mean, you know, I don't know what the odds are, but it wasn't a done deal.
No, you're right.
3.5 minutes left, and they had 45 seconds on the power play.
I agree with you.
It seems weird that
it should be one game, though. It should be one game suspension.
I could see two, but I mean, I know they don't have these kind of eye-for-an-eye rules. I would say bring him back when Backus comes back.
Because to me, Backus can just sit out, and the advantage is to St. Louis.
You really? I mean, he's a team captain.
He's a captain.
But I'm just saying, if you're the GM, it's like, sit down. I'd rather have Seabrook out of the game.
It's not realistic, obviously.
But I'm just saying, I'd rather have Seabrook than Backus any day of the week.
If I'm St. Louis, I don't know if I'd trade my captain for... I
mean, Backus is pretty good.
To get Seabrook out. I don't know if I'd bench my captain to get... Let's say
he wasn't your captain. Who would you rather have on the team?
Would I rather play minus? Would I give up Backus to play against a Seabrook-less Hawks team?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think he's still key to that team. But I mean, and then you're kind of there's also the concession that guy can beat us. You know, like mentally, if you're admitting that, you know.
Seabrook and now Duncan Keith, they control the game for half the game.
No, those guys.
If you can get half that pairing off the ice, I would do it.
That's true.
That's a good point.
But I think nobody was surprised he got suspended. You knew, I mean, whether you agree with it, you knew he was going.
Especially for playoffs, you know, you really have to kill someone to get more than like one game.
By the way, can I say one thing? I think it was game one there where Toews made an incredible pass to Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I didn't see we were watching.
Would have been
Kings
over two lines back in the day.
Yeah.
But did you see that one?
I know we were watching the Kings game again.
Dynamite pass. I mean, it was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see the St. Louis targeted Toews' head like five times? Toews got hit in the head like five times in game one. But, oh, you know, that's just playing. That's just Pierre McGuire. That's just playing tough against, you know, against Toews. That's just playing. But then you actually hit someone on a team that he wants to win. It's like, oh, that's dirty. It's terrible. That was a beautiful hit, Seabrook. Do it 100 more times. It's a beautiful hit. I love it. Then, you know, the other thing better would have been if he put that hit on Pierre McGuire when McGuire in the whole box right there.
I see the Hawks coming back and winning that series.
Do you really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Official prediction? All right.
I'm going to go right now. Since we're doing predictions, I say Jackets over Sharks in seven in the finals.
There's three things I want to say. Oh, this is a great show this week.
Great show.
Thanks for coming. You guys are
awesome.
Three things is that we'll do this one first. Lindy Ruff's down though too. I still love him. But Getzlaff, how big of a man is Ryan Getzlaff?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
You mean for the puck in the face and just,
and then coming back and scoring a goal and assist in game two.
Well, how about doing the interview with a puffy face?
How about having his kid?
His face
born,
needs all the help
his
he can
kid
get.
Was born in between games one and two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy.
Look at fucking Daniel Murphy.
He
in
is
the Mets.
A man.
Takes off a week because it's. You know, in the first week of the season.
Oh, yeah, well, baseball's a joke.
Right. No, but you know what's funny?
We're talking about man games
when
here,
I
Jacob.
When I tell people, it's the first time I get Jacob. I get my full name when I'm getting scolded.
But
when I tell when I tell people like why hockey's the greatest team sport, that's the kind of shit I bring up. Yeah. That gets off.
Yeah.
That
guy had a heart attack and asked if he can go back in the game.
Yeah, the guy want to go back in after the, after being cleared with the paddle.
I mean, you have a stroke in hockey.
How much time
you
left?
No slack. No slack.
Yeah.
Barton,
but
I mean, Barton doesn't get.
Isn't that great, though? Getzlaff just, I mean, just, I love Getzlaff. He's such
a he's a hell of a player.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
But,
you
know, and but Ducks look great, don't
they? Look so good. And I thought it was such a dumb move when they traded Bobby Ryan, because I thought that line was Getzlaff, Perry, and Ryan. That's like, as good as any line in the NHL, I thought.
Well,
but it's worked out so well for him. You know?
Silverberg's a good player, too. He's a young kid. He got hurt a little bit this year.
He's probably not Jewish, but I like to pretend he is.
You can only pay so many guys in the Southern Cap era. So obviously they picked the right two. I mean, Perry's stepping up, too. But barbecue Bruce, he'll fade. Something will happen, barbecue.
Yeah, he doesn't like.
I don't like Bruce Boudreau either. I don't trust him either.
This guy's a genius. He should be the co-host.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's good.
He thinks he's incapable of winning a cup.
I don't think he's capable. Like look at him. Does he look like a Stanley Cup winner? Bruce Boudreau?
No, he doesn't.
Well, look at his drama.
Like the doughboy.
Yeah. Well, like what did he do before game one? He started having like.
He looks like Bruce McNall.
He started making up goalie drama.
right
before the playoffs. Well, I don't know if Hillier's our guy. I bring this rookie, the guy from Pittsburgh. The guy they got now, it's like there's just drama. It's like why would you do that? You know?
Yeah, that seemed a little odd.
I would think the only thing I can think of is to get in the other team.
He had a couple
shaky
games.
The other team second guess with their. You know,
but now the Ducks look great.
Yeah, they look great.
Well, they're up 2-0 against. I mean, I love the Stars. I love Lindy Ruff. Just leave Dallas, Lindy. Come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
How many years did he get in Dallas? Probably a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean,
they gave him the 40-year Buffalo contract.
Well, they're going to re-sign him. I mean, they're looking to let him go.
He went in a trade or something, right?
No, Lindy Ruff. No, Lindy Ruff's the coach.
Tyler Seguin. No, but they do the trades with the coaches sometimes.
No, he got fired him. He got fired in Buffalo.
Oh, he got fired in Buffalo.
Which is so funny because, I mean, obviously he wasn't he leaves and now it's like an AHL team. They got John Scott running around trying to hurt people. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, if it was soccer, they'd be like relegated. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're that bad. But when Lindy Ruff is there, they're like making the playoffs every year.
Well, you say they're going to sign him. So he just got a 1-year contract for this year?
No, but I mean, he's not going to leave.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but the other thing, the other game is how about the Avalanche just laying the wood?
Yikes.
What did I tell you?
Wait a minute.
Did I not tell you, Minnesota, you got one goaltender that should be in a hospital. Another one is from a mental institution. You're not going to beat the Colorado Avalanche.
Now, you're not, but you're not making any fan friends in Minnesota.
Someday Joe's going to get an official NHL job, and he's going to have to meet all these people.
Well, he already did. Joe was out on the road, and he got a lot of great response from the Puck
Torres
Off
came
show.
To one of us.
Rafi was heckled him. And then the other the Minnesota fans got on him.
But I mean the players. Joe's going to interact with Rafi Torres someday.
Let me interrupt with Rafi Torres. I'm not afraid of Rafi. What's he going to cheap shot me in a suit? I'm not afraid of Rafi Torres.
I just think I'm a Jew. I don't think violence. I think of awkwardness. I think it's just going to be an awkward social situation.
Joe's pretty tough guy.
That's what kills me is I interviewed Scuderi, former Penguin. Cup winner.
King.
Former King Cup winner. I interviewed Scuderi for the NHL. I love Scuderi. It makes me cry. But I'd scratch him. He's ineffective. I love the sweater. There's only one person above the sweater, and that's Lemieux. Everybody else could I'd trade Crosby if he has a bad 5 years. Like that's the way it is. That's what I love.
Is he not working out in Pittsburgh?
Sid's doing okay.
Oh, Scuderi.
Oh, Scud.
Yeah, how's Crosby working out? Yeah.
By the way, rookie of the year has got to be this McKinnon kid.
For sure.
Dude, he's putting up Lemieux, 2 games, 7 points. That's Lemieux.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
And what I love the most, and I'm going to get his name right because my drugs are kicking in now. Eric Johnson. Did you see when he chased down the goal? I mean, when my daughter woke up the next morning,
unbelievable play.
You see this? This is why you never give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Avalanche are on a straight train to fighting for a cup. Because look at the teams that are really trying that hard. The Sharks are trying that hard. Mm-hmm. The Avalanche are trying that hard.
The Sharks are needing to try hard.
The Canadians are trying that hard. And the Flyers are trying that hard.
Boy, say that.
A few of the other teams, I won't name names, they're not really trying that hard.
Well, who do you think?
The Red Wings are trying that hard.
The Red Wings are trying. Who do you think which team looks the best right now?
Sharks. I have to go Sharks.
Sharks or Avalanche.
Or Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Yeah. Montreal looks pretty
I would say
good.
Montreal, but I think that they've been close games, and like you said, Tampa doesn't have their goalie, and it's not. But I'm surprised they're up 3-0.
Colorado still doesn't have Duchesne yet either.
No, is he coming back?
I thought he was out for the year.
Now, which team do you think fades?
That's doing well. If I guess, I would say Sharks because they have the history, but they don't look like they're going to.
That doesn't look like it.
And then Boston maybe. Just because more wishful thinking on that one.
Love hearing that.
maybe the Avalanche, if only they take on, if Chicago gets hot and comes back and wins, then they'd have to take on Chicago. That's what I picked. I'll tell you what. I mean, the last thing that Boston, this is going to happen. We're going to lose to Columbus, and then Montreal is going to beat the hell out of the Boston, because Boston's going to be worn out after like 6 or 7 games.
We're going to run them.
Yeah, and this would have been our year because, Pittsburgh-Philly is the number one run right now, but it's nothing compared to the Jews versus the Arabs that is the Boston Bruins versus the Canadians. I mean, that is 100 years of...
That's a border war.
Yeah, that really is.
I hope we're the Jews or Montreal. It's a cooler city.
Oh yeah, they are.
It's cool.
Well, they've been winning, right?
Yeah,
we're not on El Shazira, are we?
I do think
they do cover
we're levity.
Yeah, they do cover the games. They do cover the games.
I gotta say, Joe, I know you're in full rage mode, but I think the Penguins will win that series in 5 games. I don't think
five. Well,
you guys are going.
I don't think they'll lose another game.
We can't. We're losing to Boone Jenner. Are you kidding?
By the way, where's Sid in all of this?
He's taking a nap. he's like a minus player. You know what he's doing? He's doing the same things he did against Columbus in the regular season. He's making behind the back blind 2-line passes. Is what he's doing. He's not playing smart hockey. The Penguins don't. Under Dan Bylsma, everyone loves Disco Dan. He's a regular season. Hey, when the Penguins come in, everyone wants to sign Sidney. Hey, can you sign my stick for me? I'm gonna give it to my grandkids. And oh, Malkin, it's the parade. And everyone loves the Penguins. They win everything by 30 points. And then boom, then the playoffs come, and it's like, oh, we don't have a system. We don't even really play that hard. We're the Pittsburgh Penguins. When they were great is when they had Therrien in there, and they were going after guys that put people through the boards.
We need video. Joe just punched the mic.
Yeah, that was the best part of the show.
This needs to be a video show.
Yeah, when the visual's the best part of the show, that's good. You know, okay, the Penguins, you don't think they're coming back? Of course they're going to come back.
I think they're going to come back.
I don't think they lose the game.
But if they play like this, if they play like this against Philly or
Is it taking them lightly?
Or New York, it's going to be over.
No, I think Columbus is... They're hungry.
They're taking them lightly.
They're hungry. They're hungry, and they had a good game, and Pittsburgh had a bad game on the same day. I don't think it's time to panic yet. I guess you just sweep or it's pan or at least get
teams
those.
That are going to win the cup. Don't give up 2-goal leads when they're on the power play after they give away a 3-on-1 breakaway.
I don't know if I'd pick this Penguin team the way they look now to win the cup, but I don't think that Columbus.
No, but you know what I think maybe a sad thing that has settled in is maybe they feel the way I do and they're not going to win the cup. So, hey, why jump in front of pucks? The guys already have a cup, and this could go for the Kings as well. And hell, this could go for the Blackhawks as well. You know what? You know the pain of winning a Stanley Cup. If you know you're not going to do it, maybe you lay off the gas a little bit.
At least subconsciously.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not saying – well, Kunitz has done nothing, too. Kunitz and Crosby have done nothing. Malkin had a good game one, and that was it. And our bottom two defense pairings are not – I mean, Scuderi I would scratch, and Letang, you can't scratch him because you wrote him too big of a check.
Scuderi's getting paid, too.
Yeah, but not like – I mean, he's getting paid half of what Letang's getting paid, but he gives up half the turnovers. As I say, Letang is the most exciting defenseman in hockey because he's always a 2-on-1 the other way.
For all the wrong reasons. It's okay.
It's pretty great. It's amazing.
You've had two great moments in the show. You punched the mic, and then you came up with a big laugh.
I mean,
that was good.
If there was just like a late night, like Leno style talk show, just about like Joe could write the whole monologue.
Oh, he'd be the best.
Every night.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do back in Pittsburgh. I do the soft dumps. I do hockey jokes. It's supposed to be once a week, but it's hard to come up with gold every week. So yeah. Kind of like when I have five good ones, I do it. But sometimes it's every other week.
Where is it? That's a radio show? Or?
Yeah, the biggest station in Pittsburgh, the biggest morning show, the DVE. They're like legendary guys. We do soft dumps. They came up with the name Soft Dumps.
I like it. I like it.
It's just, this is me and Fraser's first playoffs together. So
yeah, it really is.
So you see the
how are we doing so far?
You see the
I like the wild card system.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the intensity.
We're in a new division.
Me and my wife used to break up constantly during the like our.
Oh,
first
I bet, man. I can say. Yeah.
Who's your wife's team?
Oh, the Penguins. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she's from Pittsburgh also?
Well, you know, she kind of like, I mean, like.
Or just she adopted the
She liked Boston. And, you know, she wouldn't care, you know. Like, I wouldn't care if Boston. I just hate Philly. I don't care who else wins.
I hate all Boston sports. Just like across the line, every
pretty
sport.
Pretty much me, too.
Yeah.
And you do, you too?
And usually Philly, too. But I like, I just because of Simmer, I'm rooting for him. I'm just a big Simmons fan. I was really bummed out when he was traded. I also think the Flyers have the coolest sweaters.
So, that puke
I like
creamsicle
it. I like
orange.
It. I like it. I like the creamsicle orange. Now they brought back. I really do.
Don't even mention it.
I know. Yeah. I remember when we got Carter and like Barton goes on my face, but he's like another piece of Flyer trash. Like he didn't even come from the Flyers. Just like once you're Flyer trash, you're marked for life in Joe's eyes. You know?
Yeah. I love Carter though. I think Carter's great.
Carter's good. Yeah. I like, now that he's been here long enough,
he's wiped the stink of the Flyers.
Well, yeah. After I was at game six when they won the cup, and I was happy for him. I was really happy
You were at the.
Yeah, I was at the cup.
I don't know if I knew that.
Amazing.
Huh? Yeah, funny. And I was really happy for Sutter. I was really happy for Sutter.
Well, I know that the Kings aren't known for scoring, but they do have some guys who can score.
Right. Yeah,
and they are not coming alive.
Yeah,
you can blame the defense all you want. You're right. That last game, the defense let them down.
Man, it looked good in that first period. I thought, okay, we're back. We got
Where are some goals? Right. You need some goals.
And even if I thought we wouldn't win that game, I mean, when the way we looked in the first period, you'd think it's possible to lose 3-2 or to lose 4-3, but that we would just give up seven unanswered goals to seven different guys. And
I think the Kings are better than that. I think they're a better team. I think they're the team that's the most underachieving so far.
I would agree.
Nobody's getting shellacked like we are. Like, you're pissed because you should be walking over Columbus, Joe. But, I mean, no one's just been brutalized the way we have. And
I like the Kings. A bad third period. A bad third period.
The second period was, you know, give up three unanswered goals in the second wasn't.
You're right.
Compared to the third, it looks good.
Now, what do you do? What do you do if you're Sutter?
No, you're right. I'm just trying to replay the whole.
What does the coach tell him now? What does the coach tell?
Because if he bends quick and you start Jones, and then say he has a great game, then what do you do? You start Jones the rest of the playoffs.
I don't think.
Got to go quick.
I don't think quick was the problem. I'd put Nolan back in.
Nolan back in 6D. Roll four lines. Do it the old King style.
I'd mix up the lines a little. I would mix up the lines a little bit, and I would go. Real top heavy. I would make sure that they see Carter and Kopitar and Brownie and Richards a lot and Voinov. Voinov and if Gabrikin producing because he's a skirt, I'd put him down. I put him down with Stahl and the guys that aren't going to score. And that would be the way it is. I would make sure that I went down with Carter and Kopitar on the ice as much as possible.
But Gabrikin and Kopitar have been good. I mean, he's not scoring a lot of goals, but he's getting good assists.
A lot of chemistry with those.
And I think he's played on that line every game, right? Mm-hmm. The Kopitar-Williams line.
Kopitar and Gabrikin.
And maybe last night.
No, because
he was double shifting.
Where's Kopi with some goals?
No.
He was double. He was getting burned when he was on the fourth line. But I'm just saying, like, I would load it up. I would load up two lines and have my third line be the guys out there to run Torres through the wall. And if
the bottom
three, like whatever, it's not third grade girls soccer. Like you're not playing.
So if they win,
you got to die with your boots on. You can't just we're gonna roll four lines and see what happens. No, you're gonna get Kopitar and you're gonna get Carter and like you know you gotta go down fighting. You can't go down like
now if Kings come back and win game three. Are they back in it?
They got to win game four for me to feel like they're back.
You got to tie it back.
Well, lose one at home, that's it.
I feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
Down 2-1 though, it's such a different dynamic. I feel hopeful if we win the next game. Yeah. If we lose the next game, we're done.
I think you are going to win. I think we are going to win game two or three. I don't think there's any doubt.
Give the Kings a shot in the series?
Yeah.
And a shot, I do, I mean, too. A you know what I do? Shot. I do think they do. Because I think they're much better than they're playing.
Yeah, so what's going to wake them up?
If they would have lost 3-2,
the coach.
I've never seen video of Sutter in the locker room, in the dressing room. Does he get fired up? Like you see those, you know, balls going 24/7, and you see.
Yeah, well, that works wonders.
I'm glad
we can roll over the Senators in the room.
Did you see him with his one?
I wonder what Sutter's like. Because he's so stoic and muted.
But that's one of those things where he's an actual coach. Yeah. Like, he actually coaches, and when he gets in there, he just has to say a few things. Like, he's seen enough hockey.
Yeah, I wonder what it looks like.
And it's one of those things where I think it's easier to look Dan Blausman in the face and not give a full effort. I don't think you can look Sutter in the face.
It's hard to look him in the face, period.
And not give a full effort.
Yeah.
I don't think Dodgers had that great of a series. And I would play him and Muzzin and Voinoff and you say Martinez hurt than the other guy, the other young kid. You know, and Reguard's like he looks like a fucking orange pylon. They're going right around him.
Who's the other young kid? I'm doing the math here.
Oh, you say Martinez is hurt though. Who would be the other fourth guy? Okay, so not Green, Voinoff. Not Reguard. So then you have
Voinoff. Mitchell.
Mitchell. Oh. Yeah. Then play Willie Mitchell. Like just play those four. Like I mean, you got to go down fighting. You can't. I mean, that's the problem with Bausma is he does the same. We got to get to our game. Well, it hasn't worked for five games now. Maybe mix it up.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Sutter will do. Because
he's not going to.
Sutter looks like Stan Laurel. He's just kind of.
I think he looks like Bitter Beer Face. Remember the ads? Yeah. The Bitter Beer Face.
I think Reardon, the coach of Columbus, he looks like every goon in the Untouchables that isn't named at the beginning. That's just gonna die. That's just a gun, you know. That's just gonna die.
Non-credited gunsel.
Yeah, the guy's just gonna die in a shootout about 15 minutes in. He's wearing the suit, standing like stupid head. Like, he's even a terrible. Well, I don't know what happened here. The first 15 years was you never won a playoff game. That's what happened in Columbus. The first Todd Reardon. What injury? How can you lose to Todd Reardon? Are you kidding me?
So, anything short of a sweep, you would be furious.
No, I give them five. No,
or just losing at home is the
five games. You let them win game three. You win the first two. I'm an old school Patrick Division guy. You don't sweep a team. When you sweep a team, that means someone's going to get their leg broke.
And that's bad luck.
I mean, you just don't sweep.
Bad luck for the next series.
Yeah, you don't sweep
teams. Don't sweep a team, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that superstition in hockey. Just don't sweep a team?
In the old days, it's like if you're
going to. At least not in round one.
Sounds like Japanese baseball or something. Like, was it?
Well, in the old days. In the old days, like pre-1995, let's say. Uh-huh. If you swept a team, you know, in game four, someone's going to get their leg broken. Because just out of like, you're not going to sweep us. We're going to hurt you.
I thought.
you know, that's just the way. Or especially in the old division system, when it's like the Patrick division. You actually want to sweep the Rangers or the Devil or any team. And you have to face them seven more times next year.
So they're really giving up, like laying down. For a game.
Not laying down.
They're giving up a lot. I thought some of the Sharks stopped trying last night. There was a couple breakaways that were just like, you know.
Well, they don't want to rub it in. They don't want to give it up.
Right. Yeah, not laying down.
And there's an old thing. You don't want to burn all your goals in one game.
Yeah.
No, they do think that way sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not saying laying down. But I'm just saying, you know, like the refs are going to give the Blue Jackets, say we're up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Refs are going to give the Blue Jackets a couple calls in the first period next game. It's like, okay, you won game three. Then real teams slam the door game four. You win game five, everyone sits around for the next series. But no, we're going to dance around and pretend. We're going to let Pierre Maguire tell us that Boone Jenner is a hell of a hockey player and he's a gamer.
Wow. Well, all I know, all I know is you're going to come back and win that series, and then the people, the players from the Blue Jackets will have to jump off those buildings and hurt their ankles.
I want to see Joe get Maguire's job.
Oh, I think,
but like with this
he'd
energy,
he'd be a great coach, man.
No, Maguire, like in the box, in the glass. Like they cut to Joe and he's just fucking pissed. You know? He's swearing, they're beeping shit out on NBC. You know?
Oh yeah, he'd go off.
Oh yeah. Well,
he's slapping players as they skate by.
I just say what I see. I mean, that's what I see. And in a way, and if you're a fan of another team out there, you better hope my Penguins keep winning, so the microscope won't be on your team. Or else I'll see all the flaws in the vaunted Minnesota Wild.
The Wild fans have a beef with Joe.
The Wild looked good at the end of the year, though.
I picked them.
Yeah. And that's a fan base.
That was
deserves.
A bad pick. That's a
bad thing. Rizgalov?
But that's yeah, a bad pick. Bad pick.
It's a solid hockey fan base in Minnesota.
It's an amazing
they
fan.
Deserve, at least it's not, you know, you can't make the Columbus as a
no,
shitty
no,
town. Or,
I mean, no, it's an amazing fan base. It's an amazing fan base, and I love Minneapolis. But yeah, pretending cool that they were going to, like, do anything in the playoffs is kind of like... I have to tell the truth, Jake.
Well, they hit a hot...
Just because I have 5 followers in Minnesota, I can't placate the fact that your one guy has MS and your other guy is a crazy choke artist.
Wow.
That's your goaltenders. You know? I mean, that's the way, you know, and Varlamov is going to win the best.
MS might help you as a goaltender, yeah, right. though. Don't you think? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I think, I'm just a hockey
I think
analyst.
Jack Johnson just was diagnosed with ALS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. No. Yeah. Just right before the game. Right before the game.
He's played great, Jack Johnson.
Yeah, he's good.
He's played great. But
take him back for Reguer or whoever we can, you know. There's like 3 defensemen on our team.
But that's how you got Carter.
No, that's how we got Carter. But it was a good
That's You want that one.
That's the best trade of Kings all time.
Yeah, because we won the cup. Obviously, we're going to give Doughty the money, so.
Yeah, well, Doughty's
the best in the league.
You think he is?
Oh, I think so.
I think so, too.
I like Subban a lot, too.
Subban is good.
You said the pass. I guess it was the pass.
Yes, the 2-line pass.
Oh my God!
But you know, and that's why you love Therrien. Yeah. Michael Therrien, he's old Penguins coach, because he was benching Subban this year. Like, no, you're making stupid plays. You're on the bench. It's like, but I have a Norris trophy. Yeah. I don't care. You're making stupid passes. That's what Disco doesn't do. Disco's like, oh, we're all going to be, we're all going to play tiddlywinks after the practice. It's like, we need a coach. We need a coach.
So you're done with Bausman? What if they win the cup? You still done with Bausman? That won't matter because he'll get a contract. But I mean,
he has like a 3-year contract because they had to give him a vote of confidence, which was like.
They can still fire him, right?
Sure. Yeah. They can fire him.
Or trade. They trade coaches.
I don't know. I like Disco. I just don't. If anything, it's kind of on Shiro. Because I think Shiro has not given him. He hasn't given him enough third and fourth liners. He hasn't given him a good third and fourth line. And Sutter's played good now for 3 weeks, but I mean, and Jordan Staal hasn't done anything in Carolina. He must be golfing with his brother. But I mean, you know, we didn't have a third line. We didn't have a third line. We didn't have a fourth line, and that kind of hurts when you get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't be 4 guys. Right. We have a great 4 guys.
But you like the way LaFleur's looking. You said he was okay.
Flower, yeah, Flower. Hey,
because he looked horrible last year.
He looked horrible for 2 years, but he's playing pretty good.
Joe usually loves to rip him, so he must be doing better.
No, compared to the normal people in Pittsburgh, I am a Flower apologist. You know what I mean? It's like people in Pittsburgh always like Flowers played good. In my same realm, I think Quick has not played bad. Now, Quick didn't steal anything, obviously.
No.
But he got shelled like a Beirut tenement. I mean, literally, you can't get – I mean, he was getting – you can't get abused like that.
Right. But we
I like all your analogies.
Yeah, no, it's great. We expect so much from him, though, you know? I mean, because the year we won, he was – I'd say he was the reason, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Or no, 70% of the reason, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if we're the type of team that if we're going to win, we got to do it behind defense and goaltending. And it's you take away Quick, and whether it's his fault or not, we need him to be magical when everyone else isn't, and he hasn't been.
Let's do a speed round and see how we think things are going to go the rest of the way on these different. Okay, what do you think? Right. Pittsburgh, Columbus.
Does that mean I can go back on my previous predictions?
Yeah.
I mean,
of course.
I haven't made official. I didn't do the bracket.
What do you guys think? Pittsburgh, Columbus.
Pittsburgh in 6.
All right. That's
I say Pittsburgh in 5.
Okay, Jake.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh in 7.
Wow,
Joe. I'm even going 6. I'm going 6, Pittsburgh in 6.
You watch.
7.
I mean, I really want to say Columbus in 7 because we're bad in game 7s in the new arena. The Civic Arena used to be a home at Ice Advantage. The rats used to scare people.
It's too, well,
much
big rats.
Too much of a country club now. Everything's a country club.
Pittsburgh's such a nice town, though. You know, it's got this blue collar. Everyone I know from Pittsburgh is that this kind of tough blue collar.
Yeah.
But when you go there, I thought it was really pretty. I guess because there's no more steel.
It's,
so
changed,
it's changed
in the last 20 years.
It's really
like
a cool.
All we used to have when we were growing up was you play with the hose.
Yeah, play with the hose.
Nothing to do. Yeah, play with the hose.
That'll toughen you up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would live there just for Permane Brothers.
Yeah,
that's
Permane
worth moving there
happen.
Just for Permane.
Yeah. All right,
hey, Jake, getting another booking at the Pittsburgh Improv.
I gotta get out there. I was there once. I was there one time, and I had a blast.
Did you have fun there?
Oh yeah, it's a great town. I gotta get back out there. I mean, and it was the year the Kings won. It was during the playoffs. So like, and the whole staff of the Improv, they all, you know, it's not like out here. Everybody knows hockey. I was talking about hockey on stage, and people understood what I was talking about. It was great. Everyone was rooting for the Kings there because they don't. I don't know, just because they were being nice to me, I guess. And I mean, one of the servers pulled up his leg and had a dope-ass like Penguins tattoo on his calf. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't mess around up
there. No.
With any of the sports, but it's cool to see an American town so into hockey.
Yeah. All right. Rangers-Philly.
I'm going Philly. Jose.
No, go ahead.
Jose's first. No, keep it in order.
All right. I think New York in five. I think they get the next three. I don't like Emery.
I'm going Philly in six, and with Simmons with a plus 36.
I originally picked the Rangers. Now I would lean Philly in six. I originally picked the Rangers. I wouldn't that on record. I was wrong. I didn't think Philly would win in New York.
I'm saying Philly in seven.
But real quick, I know we're going. I think now, and
seriously, just jump in. We can. Talk.
I think. That, well, I don't know if we were closing out. I think that looking at the Richards trade, the Richard Simmons trade at the time. And I hate to harp on the Simmons thing, but he was my favorite King. When at the time I thought, well, that sucks for me personally because I like Simmons and it's sad, but it's an upgrade to get. But I think now if both those guys were free agents at the end of this year, Simmons would get a bigger contract than Richards, hands down. Like he's turned into a real stud.
He scored 29 goals this year.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just he wasn't a great skater when he was with us. He used to fall down all the time.
That was his knock, that he wasn't a good skater. Yeah, but
now
else.
He is. You see that play on the empty netter the other day. He looked.
Yeah,
world class,
flying around there. Like well, you know King. The thing is, you don't have to skate to be a flyer; you just have to be cheap. Is it true? They're
not going
to
convince them.
They don't play. They don't play a skating game. But they just want you to chip
but
in.
But would you rather have Richards or? I know you're going to say neither. Would you have Richards or Simmons on the Penguins?
Oh, Simmons,
yeah,
in a heartbeat.
Right, in a heartbeat.
Dude,
right?
I
didn't think. Would you have thought that when the trade happened? You probably would have picked Richards, right? I would have. I mean, just objectively,
it was about even in my mind. Huh. The guy who you know I hate, but I love, is Scott Hartnell.
Yeah.
I would give Hartnell a piggyback ride on the Turnpike if he wants to come be a Penguin.
I would pay to
like,
see.
He
that.
Would be the most perfect with Kunitz and Sid. He'd be the most perfect guy. I love Hartnell. I love Simmons and Hartnell are the two Flyers that I actually respect and damn near
you
love.
You hate Giroux. You don't respect
Giroux.
Him.
We have an hour to talk about how much I hate Claude Giroux. And I'll tell you the other one they blow is Thiemann. Thiemann's a warrior. I'll tell you about this warrior Thiemann. First shift in the 2009 Stanley Cup East Coast Finals. Kunitz went in there, hit him so hard, he limped off like a baby, came back in like game four, but it was already too late. Don't tell me about Thiemann and being a warrior. Oh, when Thiemann skates after I wet my lips to go around them and bury him. Thiemann's a joke. Thiemann's a joke of a defenseman.
Drafted by the
All
Kings.
Right. Yeah, was he? Okay, now let's move on to Montreal-Tampa Bay.
You got me. You asked me the question I gave you, right?
Montreal-Tampa Bay.
Sweep.
Sweep.
Sweep. Sorry, yeah, sweep. I keep jumping in, Jose. Sweep, sorry.
Sweep.
All right. All right, Boston-Detroit.
Ooh, tough. I'm going to go Boston in seven.
That's Jake?
I'll go Detroit in seven, but that's kind of...
Wow,
that's
Jake.
Kind of with my heart, but I think they are a good matchup stylistically.
I love you.
I'm gonna say Boston in six.
I could see right. that too.
I'm going B-Town seven.
But I love.
I hate to say it.
I love what they're doing. I mean, to me, if they take two games, it's two games with like 10 rookies. Wow. I mean, they just retired.
Yeah.
They're the best defenseman of a generation. One of the three best of all time just retired, and they're still. Kicking ass.
Yeah.
I mean, think about any team that loses. Like you, if Chara left today, do you think Boston would be very good?
No.
No. And no. He's nothing. And I love Chara. If Chara was a Penguin, if you take Crosby or Malkin and everybody else, get rid of him, put AHLers, if you put Chara on the Penguins, it'd be a playoff team with just those three. That's how good Chara is, in my opinion.
Well, no, he's awesome. But, you know, Jose said earlier, Red Wings have speed. And speed...
Kills,
you know. So we'll see.
The Avalanche—they've got a lot of speed.
And what do you think in that series?
As Roy Jones says, "Speed is power."
Well, he's right. Yeah. Colorado, Minnesota.
Sorry, that was a horrible Roy Jones impression. But that I didn't want to get too racial with it.
I liked it.
I could have went.
Colorado,
further.
Minnesota. What do you think?
Colorado in five.
And it's 2-0 Colorado right now, right? Yeah. I'm going to go Colorado sweep. I think they get. I think they will. They have such. They got a lot of momentum.
I'll give the great people of Minnesota a game.
Well, you're trying to win those fans back.
Yeah, those five guys.
I'll give them five.
I'm saying 5-2 on that one for Colorado.
The Avalanche.
Okay. All right, St. Louis, Chicago. What happens there, guys? Can Chicago come back?
I'm going to go sweep.
Wow.
I'm just going to this big. You know, you got to have a big prediction somewhere.
Yeah.
These
yeah, that's a big one.
I'd like to see Chicago win. But I don't think they're going to do it this year. But I think if there is an upset or like a big comeback, it's going to be Chicago that does it. But I'm going to say St. Louis in six.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going Blues in six too. I never thought I'd say that in that series.
You wouldn't if they didn't. If they didn't throw Seabrook out of the game.
Yeah, and that. Well, yeah, that's yeah, that's going to be a, that's
that
a big,
big
factor
yeah,
too.
That was big. Yeah. Anaheim Stars looks like okay.
Anaheim in five.
Ditto.
Yes.
Five. Yeah. We're all in
Thank you for a great season, Lindy Ruff, Taylor Sagan, and your Dallas Jimmy Stars.
Boy, Lindy. Yeah.
Joe's not lukewarm on anybody.
No. It's on like, anything in life.
That's true.
Come on. All right, guys. Well, that was really a fun show.
We didn't do the king.
I didn't want to.
I thought that was merciful. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, great. Okay, let's get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what do you think?
I'm going to just jinx the Kings and say San Jose sweep. That's four.
Wow.
Well,
from a Kings fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Jinx it.
Kings in seven, which I don't really believe, but that's my official prediction. And if there is a sweep, I hope we break Joe Thornton's leg. He's Joe's old school rules.
And Torres, well.
Right. Yeah, Torres.
Yeah, but Torres, he probably won't even be there next year. Thornton, he's a long-term problem.
Sharks in six.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I picked the Kings. I'm on record as the Kings.
I'm going Kings in seven.
Ooh. Good.
I'm looking for that comeback.
How
are you at
pick.
Predictions?
Not too good.
But you're picking Madonna to beat Mayweather too. Right?
I did. I did. I still think so. Well, guys, it was
the plugs. Do the plugs. Where are you going to be playing?
Yeah, where are you going to play?
We just released a new record, so we're just going to be promoting that. We had our big record release show. Jacob opened for us actually.
That was fun.
Oh, all right, cool. What's the name of the album?
It's called Boomtown. Oh. And yeah.
It's a great album, but you have another band that's got a show, right?
Oh yeah, I've got another band. I've got like so many bands. We're playing May 6th at Los Globos.
All right, cool. Yeah.
My dead dad's birthday.
And thank you for joining us.
Oh no problem.
We really
Anytime.
Appreciate
that
you. You know your stuff.
Yeah, he's the
hockey.
Man.
Yeah.
Jake.
I'm gonna be in San Diego. The American Comedy Company. I think that was my plug last time I was here. The only club that fucking works me. I'm gonna be there May 8th through 11th, San
cool.
Diego.
Right on. Cool. I'm with the Queen at the Canyon Club this Friday when this comes out. Then
great gig for
plug,
you guys.
Just want to plug that, and that's it. Just watch hockey. Watch hockey. And the great Fraser Smith. Where will you be?
Well, I'll be at the Laugh Factory Friday night.
Right on.
For me there.
Great.
Yeah.
What a great show. Thank you, gentlemen,
great
for
show,
coming.
Guys.
I'm sorry I talked a lot.
Yeah, that was fun. That was
oh,
fun.
We need it.
Love
you were
talking
awesome.
Hockey.
He gets wound up. It's a whole different season for Joe. We thank you guys for joining us, and we thank all of you for listening, and I think Joe got maybe one more fan in Minnesota. All right.
He's got six. He's got six now.
Yeah. That's it for Fuck Off. Good night.
Thank you.